A timeline is emerging in the government witness testimony against Azamat Tazayakov. He's accused of interfering in the investigation of his college friend, Boston Marathon bombing suspect Shahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has this update.
90 minutes after the explosions near the marathon finish line, Shahar Tsarnaev sent a text message to his college friend Azamat Tazayakov. An FBI forensic expert testified Tazayakov deleted the message, but he was able to recover it. It reads, "Don't go thinking it's me, you cooked bastard." Cooked, a friend of Tsarnaev's would testify, is slang for being high. Tsarnaev and his friends often smoked marijuana, but according to FBI testimony, Tsarnaev stopped using the drug a month before the bombings. It's also at about the same time that friends heard Tsarnaev say martyrs go straight to heaven with a smile on their face, that he knew how to make a bomb and wanted to move back to Russia to be with his parents. But Tsarnaev's roommate at UMass Dartmouth didn't notice any changes, not that either paid much attention to one another. Tsarnaev and his roommate, Andrew Dwinnels, weren't friends. They did watch a documentary together about 9/11. Tsarnaev believed it was a government conspiracy, but Dwinnels never thought Tsarnaev was unpatriotic. In the days after the marathon attack, Dwinnels testified his roommate slept a little more than usual, but otherwise acted normally. He also acted normally with one of his best friends, the defendant in his trial, Azamat Tazayakov. His defense lawyer, Nicholas Wooldridge, says the two went to the gym, played video games, and hung out every day after the marathon bombings. The lawyer says his client had no reason to be suspicious of Tsarnaev. But at least one friend of Tsarnaev's was suspicious. It was the girlfriend of Tsarnaev's roommate. In exchange for her testimony, Bayan Kumaskali has received immunity from prosecution. Jurors viewed her recorded testimony in cross-examination on video. She says 3 days after the bombings, she became a little suspicious. The FBI had released photos of the bombing suspects. Hours later, her boyfriend received a text message from Tsarnaev saying, "Go to my room and take what you want." Then her boyfriend, Diaz Karibayev, defendant Tazayakov, and a third friend went to Tsarnaev's dorm room and returned an hour and a half later. Kumaskali testified Karibayev told her privately that he had taken Tsarnaev's backpack, that it had empty firework inside. "I got all crazy," she testified. "Get it out of the apartment. I don't want it here. It might be evidence." Kumaskali says Karibayev replied, "Oh, wow, I hadn't thought of that." She says he left and 10 minutes later came back and said, "No more backpack." Tazayakov's lawyers say their client had nothing to do with tossing out the backpack, but just a few hours later, soon after the shootout in Watertown, the FBI's forensic expert says Tazayakov sent a text to his roommate saying, "I think they got his brother." This was hours before the names of the bombing suspects were made public. The same expert testified there was another significant text message sent that night. It was at precisely 10:39 p.m. It was sent by Tsarnaev's roommate, who wanted him to know that his friends had been in the dorm. It was sent about 15 minutes after MIT officer Sean Collier was murdered. The government alleges the Tsarnaev brothers did it. Shahar Tsarnaev never responded to his roommate's text. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.